In early October, diabetes complications forced Fresnan Bessie Miller to have leg surgery. The operation itself went well, but the 77-year-old contracted COVID-19 in the Clovis nursing home where she was recovering. FM89's Carrie Klein met her eldest son, Darren Miller, a trustee of the Fresno County Board of Education, at a busy testing center in downtown Fresno. He remembers Mama Miller in this audio postcard.
Anytime you lose a family member, it's major. But the one thing I know, both my parents are very religious. My dad's a minister. My mom supported him in the churches. Everything that lives at some point in time will die. Doesn't make it any easier, but at least if you know, I'm taking my mom's passing that concept and concentrating on the dash, you know, born in March 12, 1943, passed away November 24th, 2020, but there's a dash in the middle. And so that's the part, you know, that I've tried to focus on, and not the beginning and not necessarily the end, but all the good things she did in her dash. She was born in Arkansas, wound up moving to the Central Valley in the early 50s. My grandfather, my mom's dad, was a farm labor contractor, you know, cut grapes and pick cotton, and so she was involved in that type of stuff. Graduated from Edison High School in 1961, went to Fresno State, started there, and then I happened, and then wound up going back to UC Santa Cruz and got her BA from UC Santa Cruz. Got a master's degree in theology. Worked for the Employment Development Department with the state here in the area for a long period of time. She ran lots of community groups, organizations, really focused on the youth, young people. In particular, she ran a group called Leadership West Fresno, where she exposed African-American high school students to the historically black colleges and universities in the South and on the East Coast. So yeah, she was, we call her a busybody. She was a longtime lung patient, wound up having to have her legs amputated first part of October, went into a skilled nursing facility and contracted COVID, and passed last Tuesday from pneumonia caused by COVID. We were very, 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 very concerned about my mom's condition because she was on oxygen 100% of the time. And so we went through all kinds of precautions, hand washing, masks in the house. There's a big sign on the door, you know, if you're coming in the house, first thing you do is you go wash your hands. If you're feeling sick or been sick or anything like that, please don't come inside. So we were very, 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 very protective of my mom and her situation, and my dad, who's 80, and we were able to get through that without exposing her to COVID. And it's unfortunate she had to, as part of her recovery from the amputations, had to go to that facility, the skilled nursing facility. She was actually had made peace that she was going to pass, had made a request to come home, and Monday night she took a turn for the worse, and so we wound up going to the hospital that morning on Tuesday, and she didn't pass until Tuesday night at around 9:30 or so. So she actually, off of oxygen, no support of oxygen, fought and hung on for about 8 hours, 10 hours or something like that. So you got to know my mom. When she and my dad got married in 1964, she was 3 hours late to her wedding. And so we've always teased her about, you know, your mom, you're the only person going to be late to your funeral. And so I kind of teasingly tell myself that she won't be late to her funeral, but she was late to her death because the hospital had her pegged to be gone that morning and she wound up not passing until that evening. Her thing was, don't bring me no bad news. That was her thing. That was her response to the COVID. And what she meant by that is, don't bring me that virus. Don't come in the house. I love you. Call me on the phone. We can talk on the phone, but don't bring me no bad news is what that was her saying. But I think my mom, you know, knowing her, she would want people to make sure that if you're not doing it for yourself, that you're doing it for others. We still don't know all the effects, the lasting effects, health effects, psychological effects that's going on with this COVID. And if you're not doing it for yourself, then do it for those that you love, the ones that are behind you, your elderly that are above you. Do it for somebody else, if not for yourself.
Bessie Miller leaves behind her husband, the Reverend Harry Miller, 2 sons, 5 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren.